In Barcelona, tourism officials are to begin using technology to manage people returning to the beaches and to get them to keep their distance. These unusual times are spurring innovative ideas. That brings us to why we're introducing you to Toby Morris. He's a Windward, Oahu resident who felt so frustrated seeing tourists trespass on his family property for years just to get to a nearby waterfall. But rather than just complain about it, he developed an app to try and manage the problem. His company is called Geokeeping, and he's talking about his solution to anyone who will listen. Some think that there could be applications in this time of COVID-19 that could help state and county governments with scofflaws. Just this week, the state arrested a California tourist who didn't abide by a 14-day quarantine. He was nabbed in Honolulu just before boarding a flight. On Maui, two women are in trouble for violating quarantine, a Colorado resident still on the lam, while the other has already been arrested. Here's Toby Morris explaining his idea tied to geofencing. It's an approach using a virtual perimeter, a virtual fence. He thinks with some tweaks, it could be used to help monitor people under a 14-day quarantine.
The app is basically a geofence, which is a virtual boundary that's put around each one of Hawaii's assets. And the people that have downloaded the app, which would be mandatory that the state have them do this, would tell them when they are getting into a geofence area and then let them know, like if it's Hanama Bay, that they would have to pay to enter this special place. I believe the Hawaiian word for all these places is vahipana, and unfortunately because of geopinning and social media, all of those places are now, on the map and easy to find for visitors.
And what were the pros and cons behind this?
The major cons are that Hawaii doesn't want to lose, the spirit of aloha and start charging people, as they do in many other places in the world, for each of the locations that are desirable to visitors, and I understand that. The other issue is the privacy issue that has been more of a concern in Europe than it has been in the United States, but because the app is anonymous, it doesn't tell you, who they are or where they live or anything like that, then it wasn't as much of a concern. But I think that there's just a general roadblock I felt from coming from the government that, we're not ready for this. This is technology that is too out there, and the way we're doing it has worked so far, so if it's not broken, don't fix it. The pros are that they would collect an incredible amount of data that could be used to project what their cost for infrastructure would be to areas that, could use new bathrooms and stuff like that, because now they know that there's a lot of tourists going there. Also, the data could be used for marketing, because now they know what visitors are, where they're going and what they really want. And so data is a big basket of benefits to the state. As far as the benefits for the visitor, they have an enhanced experience because they are getting, the same cultural site or a beautiful place without so many people. And that leads into the next area, which is it would definitely need to limit the amount of people because our resources are getting stressed out by having so many people at one place at one time. And the segue to the COVID thing is that now, it's not just an impact on the residents that can't find parking or have too much traffic to get to the store. It's not just an impact on their way of life, but it's actually a health concern that there are too many people too close together in a certain place. So I think there's a lot, or there's a few apps, and big companies are providing apps that trace people who may be positive and who their contacts were. But my app is basically a perimeter, and it could be used by visitors, or by the state, I should say, to say, okay, visitors, you guys can come here. You can enjoy everything you want in this perimeter area, say Waikiki or Ko'olina or Turtle Bay. But we're asking you not to leave. But you have to stay here to protect the rest of our community from, the COVID virus. So in that way, my app would be effective because of the geofence that would be around, say, Waikiki, and these people that would be pinged if they started to go outside of the area, they'd say, now you're going outside of your, designated resort area, and you have to go back. Otherwise, you're going to get fined.
We have seen in other countries, though, where they're using apps for different things, like making reservations for a spot on the beach.
Yes, absolutely, because our resources are not unlimited. We're actually in a new era of scarcity of resources. So beautiful places in the world are at a premium, and it's not like the good old days when, people just just came to Waikiki and sipped a Mai Tai by the pool and then got a suntan and went home. They want to get out there and explore the quote-unquote real Hawaii, which puts incredible stress on the DLNR and our critical infrastructure like the search and rescue teams and the residents that are also putting their own stress on the ecosystems. So, you know, at the end of the day, there's just too many people in one place at one time.
What we're seeing with this pandemic is we need to rethink what we're doing and how we can manage going forward.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I'm not sure if you can call it management at all, because basically as many people as could possibly fit on the beach could go to any particular beach at any time. If it was managed properly, and like you say, they did have to, you know, order a spot on the beach, it would have been probably better off for everybody, for the visitors, you know, for their experience, for the residents, for the ecosystem, and for the government that has to provide the bathrooms and everything for the visitors in the first place. But now with COVID here, it's a whole new ball game, and it rapidly is apparent that we have to rethink how we do things now.
And I'm not sure what type of app that the state uses and how different it is from what, you know, you're proposing.
I'm not sure what they are either. I've heard that they're using the secondary data market, but I don't really know, so you would have to ask them.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out how else your app might be useful. You know, we have seen those apps where it lets people know when you're less than 6 feet away from a person.
Yeah, and once again, my app would not be anything like that. My app would basically just be sign in and allow us to track your location through your GPS and your phone. This is not something that you get to choose if you're going to do. This would be mandatory to come into the state. You have to do this. And then, you know, when you leave an area that is where you're not supposed to be, we're going to know about it. And if you turn off your phone, then there's going to be a fine. Enforcement is unfortunately a big part of this, but I think this is, you know, kind of this is how the world is today. And we really need to manage our resources carefully for the safety of our citizens. And I think Hawaii has an opportunity here also to be known as the most sustainable place on Earth that's taking care of the ecosystem that we have to offer the world for the benefit of future generations. I mean, I think that's a great marketing strategy that we should have done years ago, because if you've been to Manawili Falls lately or to the Pillbox Trail or tried to go to Waimea Bay, you know that it's crazy, right? There's too many people. So, yeah, I see it as an opportunity.
And what do you say to critics who might wonder, well, if a person just leaves his phone in his hotel room, then it shows that he's at the resort, but then he sneaks out and goes somewhere else?
That's a great question. I think a lot of the fine points of this have to be, you know, we have to drill down into. But just off the top of my head, they probably would have to take their phone with them and have to be able to show the enforcement agency guys that they have, you know, this is who that they have the app and it's loaded, and that's why they would know that they would get pinged if they left the perimeter area.
Anything else you want to add just about, you know, the fact that everybody's being asked to innovate, right, going forward, and here you have this idea to do that and help manage people coming and going?
Well, I know how important the tourism industry is to Hawaii, and I hope that they take advantage of technology to get it up and running as soon as possible. And I also hope that in the meantime, the visitor will have an enhanced experience while they're here. It may be that it's more expensive and less people can come, but I think that was something that was apparent for many years before the COVID virus came around. But the COVID virus has really kicked this into high gear, and I think we're going to see big changes in all aspects of our life, and tourism is going to be one of them. You know, in America, we take our civil rights and liberties very seriously compared to some of the countries in Asia that are probably more apt to following along for the good of everyone. And so it's definitely an interesting time, and we're just going to have to see how our policymakers determine, you know, the best practices for the most people.
That was a conversation we had with Toby Morris of GeoKeeping about an app he developed to try and help manage our natural resources and people's whereabouts by tracking them and alerting authorities if they are in areas that are kapu.